I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Denver is exploring the possibility of an Olympic bid for future winter games. Officials are currently studying the potential cost to the city and whether residents support the idea. A selection is still a long way off, likely 2030 at the soonest, but officials say they want to understand the potential impacts before pursuing it. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suther says a Denver Olympics would likely bring tourism and potentially some events to Colorado Springs.
Well, I think it would probably benefit Colorado Springs. I think the bigger question mark was whether it benefits Denver and the whole state of Colorado. And I think some very serious financial analysis has to be done.
Denver residents rejected the Olympics once before after the 1976 Games had already been awarded to the city. City is asking Colorado residents to participate in an online survey about the Games, which is available through Saturday. Meantime, the head of the U.S. Olympics Committee, Scott Bluckman, is stepping down, citing health concerns. The 60-year-old was diagnosed with prostate cancer earlier this winter and did not attend the Pyeongchang Games. The newest Virginia-class attack submarine, the USS Colorado, will be officially commissioned in just a little over 2 weeks. The sub has special features to support special forces and a nuclear reactor plant that does not require refueling during the planned life of the ship. The submarine will be the fourth U.S. Navy vessel to bear the Colorado name. First USS Colorado was a frigate named after the Colorado River, the second an armored cruiser commissioned in 1905, and the third USS Colorado was the lead ship of its class and commissioned in 1923. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.